through the end of December last year, giving to the Community Foundation was $28.9 million. And actually, this is partial numbers through mid-December, we'll say. Giving is $50.8 million. And we've seen significant gifts since then. So before the end of the month, we'll probably see something close to double the giving.
How much does that have to do with the fiscal cliff negotiations that are going on?
I think a lot of it has to do with fiscal cliff. We're seeing a couple very large gifts from donors that I'm fairly sure are taking advantage of current tax laws and either afraid or leery of what's going to happen in 2013. Today, they can take a big deduction and they know what they're going to get for it, as opposed to not being sure what 2013 holds.
Your donors are anticipating that one of the things that's going to come out of these fiscal cliff negotiations is that there's going to be a cap on deductions you can make for charitable giving.
Either a cap or some kind of limitation.
Is this a good thing for the Community Foundation? Because you're having a lot more money is coming in your doors. Like, are you a big fan of this fiscal cliff uncertainty?
Well, and we view ourselves as really a giving vehicle. So we're not so much an end beneficiary as a vehicle for charitable giving. So we look at it as being neutral to the Community Foundation. In terms of what it means to the community, however, that's a little bit different issue. I'm hoping that a net impact on the community will not be greatly changed, but that's somewhat wishful. There's certainly the expectation that we're seeing a big bubble in giving in 2012 that will be followed by significantly less giving in 2013. So it remains to be seen how that bubble in 12 flows out over time over the next couple of years.
Okay, well, Mr. Faulkner, thank you so much for making some time to talk to me.
Thank you.